KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In girls high school softball play last night, Class 1A girls regional first round action saw Whiting beat Boyer Valley 12-0, and West Harrison topping Woodbine 17-5 in Region 1 play. In Region 7, Corning over Villisca 9-0. It was Lennox over Orient Maxburg 7-6. East Union beat Bedford by a score of 4-1. Also in Region 8 play last night, Stanton over Cam 5-1. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Adair Casey 5-2. Essex South Page a 15-1 winner over Nishnabotna. Fremont Mills beat Sydney by a score of 13-4 on Arweva, topping Guthrie Center 15-2. All those winners in girls action move on. Tonight in girls softball regional play in Region 7 and Class 2A, it'll be Mount Air at Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley at Woodward Granger, and Kemper Catholic hosting Panorama. In Region 8 in Class 2A tonight, St. Albert is at Missouri Valley, Audubon hosting Riverside. AHST will visit IKM Manning, while Griswold is home to East Mills this evening. Also in Class 3A play tonight in Region 8, Clarinda is at Shenandoah. Red Oak plays at I-35. ADM is at Bondurant-Farrar. And Atlantic will play at home tonight. The Trojans facing off against Saydell. We'll have that game for you live tonight here on KJAN. 7 o'clock is first pitch. 6:45, we get things started tonight. That's Saydell at Atlantic live this evening here on KJAN. Well, last night in boys high school baseball play, regular season action, it was Atlantic and Red Oak, two teams that haven't hit very well as teams this season, combining for 36 runs, Atlantic outlasting Red Oak 23-13 in a game filled with bloop singles and lots of errors as well. The teams combined for 10 errors in the ball game last night, Atlantic winning at 23-13, the final. Also in Hawkeye 10 play, it was Glenwood over Lewis Central 7-1, Harlan beat Clarinda 12-2 in non-conference. Play Monticello over Denison 6-1. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Creston 9-1. Shenandoah 10-1 over Nishnabotna. In other games around the region last night, in boys' regular season play, it was Cam over West Harrison 13-11. Exira EHK 9-0 over Villisca. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Trainer 5-4. Fremont Mills twice over Clarinda Academy 17-1 and 10-0. IKM Manning doubled up Underwood 6-3. Logan Magnolia beat Missouri Valley 8-4. Mount Air over Orient Maxburg 8-3. Pleasantville topping Corning 11-0. Southeast Warren beat Lennox 13-7. St. Albert over Des Moines Christian 8-3. West Central Valley beat Glen Ralston 5-0. And Winterset over Nottoway Valley by a score of 8-3. The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association's baseball rankings came out late yesterday afternoon. In Class 4A, it's West Des Moines Valley right behind Ankeny at the top of the poll. Ankeny number one, Valley two, then Iowa City West, Des Moines East, and Muscatine the top five, followed by Fort Dodge, Cedar Rapids Prairie, Johnston, Pleasant Valley, and Cedar Rapids Xavier. In Class 3A, Bishop Heland Catholic tops the poll, followed by Clear Lake, Lamar's, Davenport Assumption, and Glenwood in the top five. Harlan leads off the second five, followed by Sheraton, DeWitt Central, Storm Lake, and Waverly Shell Rock. Class 2A, this is the final poll of the season. Dyersville Beckman ends the regular season on top with North Polk, Cascade, Kemper Catholic, and Wilton, the top five, followed by Roland Story, Ogden, Iowa City, Regina, St. Albert, and Trainer. In Class 1A, the final poll of the year has Mason City Newman on top, followed by Twin Cedars, Van Meter, Don Bosco, and Hinton. Then it's Lawton Bronson, Lansing Key, Martinsdale St. Mary's, West Lyon, and Lisbon rounding out the final Class 1A poll. In Major League Baseball action, Jeremy Guthrie neatly handled a nemesis in a long rain delay to pitch into the seventh inning. Billy Butler homered, and the Kansas City Royals beat the New York Yankees 5-1 last night. All-star Alex Gordon, David Luff, and Johnny Giovitella each had RBI doubles, while Alcides Escobar added a run-scoring triple to help the Royals end a five-game skid against New York. Guthrie held the Yankees to just three hits over six innings that included a 59-minute rain delay for a sun shower hailstorm in the fourth inning. Leading 5-1, closer Greg Holland was needed in the ninth when Lyle Overbay walked and Luis Cruz singled to start the inning against Luke Hochschaver. Holland gave up a hit to Chris Stewart to load the bases, but Holland then struck out Eduardo Nunez, Brett Gardner, and Zoilio Almonte to end it for his 21st save of the season. Elsewhere in the American League, Detroit beat Cleveland in 10 innings, 4-2. It was Texas over Baltimore, 8-5. Tampa Bay, 7-4 over Minnesota, and Seattle beat up on Boston, 11-4. In the National League last night, Philadelphia over Washington, 3-2. Atlanta beat Miami in 14 innings, 7-1. Milwaukee topping Cincinnati, 4-3. The Dodgers over Arizona, 6-1. Colorado beat San Diego, 4-2. The Mets over the Giants in 16 innings by a score of 4-3. Also in interleague play, Oakland defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates 2-1, while the Chicago Cubs beat the Chicago White Sox by a final of 8-2. Also in Pacific Coast League baseball last night, the Iowa Cubs were winners over New Orleans 5-2. Omaha beat Memphis by a score of 5-1. In other baseball news, the Kansas City Royals are making a switch in their rotation, moving Bruce Chen into a starting role and shifting Luis Mendoza to the bullpen. Manager Ned Yost said Monday before the Royals faced the Yankees that this was the plan all along if Mendoza struggled. A 15-year veteran, Chen won 23 games as a starter for Kansas City the past two seasons, but Yost said it made sense to use Mendoza in the rotation when Chen was roughed up in spring training. Mendoza, though, has faltered with a 2-5 record and a .487 earned run average. Chen was 3-0 in 19 relief appearances with a .241 earned run average this season. He'll start Friday against Cleveland. Also, the Royals recalled right-hander Lewis Coleman from AAA Omaha and they optioned lefty Will Smith to their top minor league club. Phillies slugger Ryan Howard needs surgery to repair a torn meniscus in his left knee, and he'll miss at least 6 to 8 weeks. An MRI yesterday confirmed that tear in his knee, and a date for surgery has not yet been set. The three-time All-Star was hitting .266 with 11 homers and 43 RBIs. He was noticeably limping during games before he was placed on the disabled list Saturday. The Los Angeles Dodgers have placed center fielder Matt Kemp on the 15-day disabled list with joint inflammation in his troublesome left shoulder. Manager Don Mattingly says the team doesn't think the problem is related to the shoulder surgery that Kemp had in the offseason. Boston Red Sox left-hander Andrew Miller will have surgery on his injured left foot. He'll likely miss the rest of the season. Tampa Bay Rays right-hander Alex Cobb is hoping to pitch again by next month after being hit in the head by a line drive in a game June 15th. Cobb says his vertigo symptoms have gotten much better in the past couple of days. The Nationals acquired outfielder Scott Hairston from the Cubs for a minor league pitcher. The Cubs signed Hairston to a two-year deal in the offseason to platoon in right field, but he struggled a bit, batting .172 with 8 homers and 19 knocked in. San Francisco Giants have placed infielder Joaquin Arias on the disabled list with appendicitis, and they recalled Nick Noonan from AAA Fresno to take his roster spot. Baltimore Orioles slugger Chris Davis, who leads the majors with 33 homers, will be one of the 8 participants in the Home Run Derby next Monday night during the All-Star festivities at Citi Field. Davis was chosen by American League captain Robinson Cano of the New York Yankees. They'll be joined on the AL squad by Detroit Tigers bopper Prince Fielder, who won the event last year and in 2009, and a player to be named. The New York Mets star David Wright, the National League captain, selected 20-year-old Washington phenom Bryce Harper, along with Colorado outfielders Carlos Gonzalez and Michael Kadire, to participate in that event. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.